Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the FTW Future Focus. I'm your host, the Mastermind Bob Rogers. With me, we have Clayton Carnes. Clayton, what's going on?
We're 3 minutes late.
I know. Oh, man. Tonight, we got a whole list of stuff that's going on. We got an announcement for the FTW live shows. We're also going to be talking about WrestleMania, or what's supposed to be WrestleMania. And we're going to talk about AEW and a couple of other things that's going on. So, what's your thoughts on WrestleMania? What do you think is going to happen? I mean, we know it's going to shut down, but has there been any other word of what's going on?
They're talking about two nights, and it's going to be maybe not live.
Oh. So we don't know if it's going to be live or not.
They should just postpone it. Just postpone it. I mean, dang. It's WrestleMania.
Okay,
it's the biggest.
Yeah, let me get this other call on the line. This is the Mastermind of FTW Future Focus. Hello, FTW Future Focus. You're on. Oh, what's up,
on,
man?
Tony? How you feeling?
Right off. Chilling, man. Chilling sore as hell. Oh, God, I'm sore as hell. But it'll be all right, I hope.
I told you to leave those sheeps alone.
Oh, shut up.
I told you they'll kick.
Oh, my God. For those who are wondering what the heck he's talking about, I got into a car accident Monday. Somebody hit me dead on my. I got a torn meniscus in my knee. I'm going to go on the physical therapy and everything, but he wants
the
to
car accident. The car accident's a work. The sheep is a shoot.
No. You done lost your man, bro. But anyway,
what
do
you expect? I've been locked up for 3 months, basically.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Well, Tony, you came in at the right time.
But they're doing WrestleMania.
What's any updates on if it's going to be live in front of people? Are they going to be golf courses in place? I mean, what's going on?
From what I saw, it looked like they're going on with it. They're doing the 2-day thing, and they're going to start taping it like this week, I guess. Like, they're going to be taping the matches ahead of time.
Wait a minute. So this isn't even going to be...
It's not going to be live. I'm not sure if they're taping some of it. Like, some's going to be live and some are taped. I'm not sure exactly how it's working, but they are taping some of the matches ahead of time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Postpone this stupid thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're better off postponing that, though, because, I mean, whether it's live or whether it's tape, I mean, you're wrestling with no fans, and the shows are not the same without fans. And you talk about the biggest show of the year. This is a horrible solution to this problem.
I'm trying to figure out how are they going to pull that off. I mean, how are they expect the same feel?
Well, they used to do it in the 80s, so.
They didn't take WrestleMania in the 80s. That was done in front of a lot of people. Saw the tape.
Even the shows back in the 80s that were taped, though, but it was taped in front of a live audience, though, so you still had that audience reacting to stuff and everything. I mean, you're taping it with no fans.
I'm not getting it. I don't understand why they would do that.
They should never do a pay-per-view taped or do a pay-per-view without fans unless it's absolutely have to. Thing like if it's going to be a year or a month like this, but hopefully it's not. It'd be the only way. It's just postpone it to the next pay-per-view, see what's going to happen. I mean, all these garbage pay-per-views in between, they could have WrestleMania instead of something, something pay-per-view. I think, what is the next one? Is it
the Spring Rules or Backlash or something?
Money in the Bank's coming
up. I don't even know. That's how terrible it is right now. I don't even know.
There's too many pay-per-views anyway. They don't need to do one a month. I mean,
it's too many pay-per-views. It's WrestleMania. It's a day where everybody was supposed to get together and have some fun, where, y'all looking at it at the match value. I'm looking at it as a fan value.
It's like having a Super Bowl or the Indy 500 without fans.
Oh, I can't say about the Indy 500.
That'd be like Super Bowl in an empty field, and then we're going to show it on Super Bowl Sunday. It's like, it's crazy. And like you said, WrestleMania is different, though. I mean, that's like the event that everybody gets together for. I mean, this is the wrestling Super Bowl.
Yeah. It is the Super Bowl of wrestling fans. It has more, 96,000 people. That's all you guys
say. If you're a wrestling fan who's not a fan of WWE, you still look forward to WrestleMania.
I wonder what he did about the tickets.
That's the thing that I haven't heard about that I've been wondering about. Is like, financially, what is this going to do for them, though? I mean, because in all honesty, WrestleMania without fans is a huge blow. Like, you think about all the events that they do, all the merchandise. I mean, everything they do surrounding WrestleMania. Without
millions
fans, they're not bringing any money in for that. Yeah.
Millions.
T-shirt sales.
T-shirt sales. I think you get more of those online than you do even at the show. I don't think that's harder than that much.
I went to one WrestleMania and I bought more shirts at WrestleMania than any wrestling event I went to.
Yeah, that's a piece of time that when you want to have some stuff to remember by. So you're going to buy more at an event there, like WrestleMania, than you would go to a SmackDown or a Raw. Yeah.
The thing I feel bad, I think Brandon in our group had tickets to WrestleMania. I mean, like, WrestleMania is also that event where, like, you plan that trip way in advance. Like,
yeah.
That's like months in advance. That was what you were planning to do.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, good
like,
old COVID-19.
Okay, let's do this. If anybody's listening to the show that has that had WrestleMania tickets, call in next week and let us know what's going on.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
I like to know
that, too, though, because, in my opinion, like, if you, no matter what you do, it's already bad, though. But if you postpone WrestleMania and all those people got tickets, well, like, okay, yeah, you can't go to WrestleMania the weekend of WrestleMania, but, like, we're going to postpone it. You got opportunity to go to WrestleMania 2 months later when they actually do have it versus, like, we're just going to do it in an empty arena. No, all the fans are basically screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might not be as big, but it's still, it'd be WrestleMania with people on it instead of, I mean.
I'm just not understanding the fact, though. Why in the world would you keep pushing this WrestleMania when you
I
know,
don't get it either.
You know darn well this is a virus that's just bouncing off people like Vince McMahon bouncing off Jerry Lotion watching Roman Reigns. I mean,
you know what would be good? Is to have.
No, I don't
want to
know if that's good or not.
to do it like a two-night thing, like a two-night pay-per-view and have WrestleMania and SummerSlam together.
Yeah, see, I was talking about that when we were talking. Definitely have it as a back-to-back thing. And I think you would get a lot. He would make more money, in my opinion, by doing that. Because about it. You got WrestleMania one night. And you got SummerSlam or some other big key pay per view event the next night.
And then you have Raw following the net. I mean, you know how much money they would make in those 3 nights.
If you have Tampa Bay holding in Tampa Bay at the same stadium, you know what I'm saying? You would make a killing.
Yeah.
Because you've increased this up. Think about it. They usually go to places like that where it's 90.
Hold on.
Because we were talking about this earlier. I don't know what came up with the damn idea. If you came up most average stadium places to where they hold the regular pay-per-view, I want to say about 50,000 people. So, you're not only increasing your attendance rate by 40,000 for each show. You're increasing, you know, if you're getting part of the concession stand sales, you're getting a part of that that's more. You're getting more T-shirts, you're getting more. It will make more sense. I don't know. Maybe I'm just thinking wrong. I don't know. But I would think you would hold it on another night where you usually have another pay-per-view and just do it, like, right in a row, 5 days in a row. A wrestling, like, 5 days in a row. Hotels would make money.
Why not do one pay-per-view for Raw, one pay-per-view for SmackDown, then you'll have Raw, then you'll have SmackDown. You know what I mean?
Okay.
For that week.
Are you talking about regular TV shows?
No. I'm talking about two pay-per-views, one for SmackDown, one for Raw. Then you'll have your two TV shows for Raw and SmackDown. I mean,
because you gotta fit in WrestleMania. It starts it a little too far. You gotta have two combination pay-per-views in a row. So SummerSlam and WrestleMania will be perfect. You have your Raw and SmackDown that you can hold on the ends of those shows.
Well, I'm just trying to not make, you know, I was trying to think of not making it so, you know, more interesting because, you know, you'll have the same, it'd be like doing the same thing back to back.
Not if you book it,
like,
right?
Say, Well,
because you would hold the smaller pay-per-view on that Saturday, and that can be qualifications to go into the WrestleMania on that Sunday. So, Friday night is SmackDown. Monday is Raw. You got your bookends right there. NXT TakeOver could literally be done either Thursday or Tuesday, whatever you want to do. I would think it would be done that Thursday because that's the first one you want to see. And, you know, everybody's going to go nuts and want to go see that anyway. So you're going to have the crowd there. So Thursday, I would put NXT. Friday, I would hold SmackDown on Fox. Saturday, I hold the regular pay-per-view. Sunday, I hold WrestleMania. Monday would be Raw.
Yeah. Just got to really do it right, though. I mean, to make it interesting where it won't get boring.
Now, I will tell you the truth. Raw is totally throughout the whole show, it's 7 hours, right? I will cut that down to five.
I mean, the only thing interesting about Raw right now is Drew McIntyre.
Oh, we'll get to that part in a second. We'll talk about the actual format of the show. But I would cut WrestleMania down to 5 hours.
WrestleMania need to be 5 hours. I mean, no matter what. I mean, it's getting empty. They can do WrestleMania in 4 hours.
It's like 8 hours long right now most of the time.
Yeah. All your pre-matches and stuff, you basically just, you don't need them. You just don't need them at all. You don't need them at all. Let it ride. You know what I'm saying? And just have your show and have them mean something. And have them make sense. And that's the problem. Their writers don't make sense. The writers have no type of it don't make sense. Yeah. Now if we gonna compare shows, let's look at this. I watched part of SmackDown where there was no audience versus AEW that had no audience.
Like, I already know
what you're gonna say.
No.
Oh.
Probably don't. I liked the Miz and Morrison segment on SmackDown. That was really good.
Mm.
Now, I like the audience part on AEW.
Audience part really did add to the AEW show.
Yeah. Now, I understand. Now, WWE can't do that right now. They can't do it now. AEW already done it. WWE's done it now. They're just doing it because AEW done it. So,
I mean, yeah,
we won't see WWE doing it now because of that. And that's something WWE should have thought of, and they just didn't. You know, I mean, last week SmackDown was a little funny SmackDown with Triple H, right? Yeah.
Triple H won it.
Yeah. It was a little funny, but you know. But WWE can't do that now because AEW did it first, and that would just be making WWE look like second class. And, you know, WWE is not the second class. They are first class still.
I would like for them just black out the arena where the only lights on is in the audience, and this pipe man audience reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to say
old school, 'cause, I mean,
Oh, go ahead.
Do it like the old day movies, TV shows, have a fake audience in the background clapping.
Yeah.
Put the arena far up somewhere, and never show them come to the ring. Just have them stepping into the ring.
This is something different, though, because what they're doing right now is not entertaining. And the problem with what they're doing right now, not being entertaining, is the fact that, like, man, we're going to have 2 days of this. Like, your biggest show, I mean, it's like what you're doing on, like, Raw and SmackDown without an audience. No, we got to sit through, like, 4 hours on a Saturday and 4 hours on Sunday of this.
Yeah. They need to do something different. I mean, AEW done something different, and WWE needs to do something different, step up. I don't know what they'll do. They're going to have to do something.
AEW is more entertaining.
I tell you this. The writing on AEW is hilarious. I'm sorry. I thought it was funny when they were sitting up in the arena, and they had MJF and the other dude.
I don't think there is any writing. I think that was just all spitfire. I think that was just all them just.
But look who
playing.
You have. It's got to be. Even if it was, that's even more genius.
Yeah, I think it was just him playing. I mean, at his time right now, I don't think there should be a writers or anything. I think it should just be them going in there having fun.
But you know what? That made it more attractive to me, though. I mean, that was hilarious. I mean, MJF is just he's a beast. MJF is a beast, man.
MJF is really funny, and I like when Eric was saying he's going to ban the audience from now on. Like, you know, just kind of making a joke, making light of the situation and everything, though.
Yeah.
But, like, Jericho, like, I'm banning the audience from here from now on. I mean, that was just kind of like, it just fit right in.
And then Sammy Guevara singing Judas. That was like, oh my God, are you serious? Oh, he's singing Judas like the crowd sees Judas when Jericho comes out. I'm just like, oh my God, you gotta be kidding me.
This is what I would do if I was WWE.
Cry.
I would take the ring. I would turn this like into this is what I would do, I would turn it into like an indie show and put some of the wrestlers that were, you know, trainees or whatever, and put them in the audience, people that we don't know as audience members.
People that can actually be there.
And make it like a small indie show. Look like a small indie show. That would work.
You know what's funny? Guess who else suggested that?
I don't remember if he did. Oh, Jim Cornette?
Jim Cornette did. Yeah, and what is, I listen to what is podcast. His podcasts are interesting.
We got good minds, me and him, dude.
I don't know about all that. But he said that. This is the problem with that, though. You have certain, what do you call it, ordinances that have a limit of people that you can have in a place.
Well, yeah, under 50.
Right, you can't make it seem cool with under
50. A lot of indie shows are under 50. I mean, there's some out there with more than that.
That's including the wrestlers too.
They can do it because not all the wrestlers are inside at one time. They're talking about in one area at one time. So the wrestlers are always
50 people in the building, though. So, like, only way you get able to pull that off is, like, not have them all in the building. Maybe, like, I'm gonna have like a truck or something, or have them sit.
The rest of us have to dress in the locker room, go outside, and then people will fill in by match by how many equals 50. That's the only way. I don't see it working. You know, especially with some of these places that are talking about you can't have more than 10 people. That's just not happening. My shoes are only for 10 people.
10 people is like definitely out, because I mean, just from like your camera people, your announcers alone.
I don't know.
You got 3 people in the ring if you just have a singles match between the 2 wrestlers and the referee.
Right.
Yeah, you ain't gonna be able to do no battle royal, nothing like that, like they do. Like the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal with people in the audience.
I don't know. It's just, I think Vince McMahon should have postponed it and then back-to-back pay-per-view.
Like a week and a half ago. So I heard that like they're going to postpone until June and have a match at Gore Garden, which I thought, you know, that's perfect, because you can't have WrestleMania without fans.
And the fans would rather have it be postponed. I guarantee you almost 100% of them want it postponed besides what's going on.
But see, I know the airlines were doing something nice for once in their life. And they were refunding tickets or whatever. So I'm trying to figure out, would they exchange the tickets and how would the hotel fees work in there? I don't remember the hotel saying they'll give money back. I remember the airline saying that. They didn't spend about $150 to $200 a night on a hotel.
Some places more than that.
That's
a lot of money everybody's losing.
That's the one thing I can say about when we went to All In, when it was up there. You know, my buddy Rob, which I'm surprised is on tonight, he had friends up there. I went to high school up there by where All In was at. Actually, almost about 3 miles from my high school. You know. So, we had buddies that we could stay with, which made it cheaper. But once they found out All In was going on up there, they jacked the prices up.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
There's a hotel on Schaumburg Road that was like, what, I want to say about maybe $49 a night. And I'm like, okay, we can stay there. And I was dumb enough, I forgot my credit card. So, I called back the next day, and it jumped up from like 50. I want to say it was probably about 50. It was even anywhere between $49 and $59 a night. It jacked up to $175 a night. I said, hell no. I'll sleep on the street. I mean, I will literally rent an RV and park that one right in the parking lot. I mean, it was ridiculous. It's ridiculous. These hotels be getting over hardcore. And I'm just like, $175. It was just, all the management came in this morning and changed everything and blah, blah, blah. We got a special event out here. I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I know we got a special event out here. That's why I was trying to book it yesterday. that's nuts. So I wonder, you know, I know the airports and everything getting some cool stuff, and I got to give them any props on that. But if they spent $200-something on that hotel and this happened, I wonder if these hotel owners sit up there and give them their money back.
Considering what's going on, they should. I mean, it's the right thing to do.
It's the right thing to do. But how many times does corporate do the right thing?
Well, actually, no, lately, though, for a lot of stuff, they have been doing better just because everything's going on, though, but it is rare.
Yeah, all they care about is money.
All they care about is the cash. It is sad, man. It's sad. But, I don't know. It just makes you think, oh, what's going on and how is it going to go? And, you know, it's really, I hate to say it, but it's really breaking up the wrestling community to a point. You know, WrestleMania and independent shows and stuff like that is a time to where people get together, have a good time, see people you don't normally see through the week. But you got that one common interest, that one common love, so those people getting in that ring and doing their damn thing, you know. And I could say it from a performance point of view, you know, with most of us, I can't say all, because some of us are airheaded jerks. I'm just going to say that straight off top, and that's me being nice. I got actually other words for it, but a lot of us enjoy walking through that curtain, and no matter if it's 15 or 500 people, going out there and doing our thing and entertaining. So you're kind of missing it on both ends of the table. Both ends are getting burned at the same time. And I just wonder, will the independent wrestling community be able to come back? Because especially independents, WWE, AEW, they're going to make it. It's just no thing. I'm looking at the independents because the independents started getting a lot of people to come around that had no idea about the independents. They thought it all started with WWE and stuff like that. And you got a lot of people coming over like, huh, oh, well, this is interesting. Well, this is cool. I'm wondering, will the independents survive?
Yeah, I think it's going to be bigger than ever. Because people can't afford to do the big, expensive things. Like, I don't think people's going to be able to afford to do, like, a WWE show or AEW show for a little bit or stuff like that. So they'll be able to afford a $10 ticket or whatever, you know, for an independent show. So I think independent might be bigger than ever. And no.
What's your take on it, Tony?
The thing is, and from what I heard, and you probably just the whole thing with the no crowd and everything. I always heard that the wrestlers kind of feed off the crowd during the match. So it's kind of like the kind of use the crowd that does how the match is going. So it's going to be interesting. So I think that really going to take away from it, though. But let's see how it goes.
I don't think WrestleMania is going to be the same. Did you turn the TV down? Clayton.
Let's turn down.
I honestly don't think WrestleMania is going to be the same.
Well,
I think this
not.
Is an avenue. Well, I'm not just saying
it's going to be terrible. I'm telling you, it's going to be terrible. It's going to be absolutely terrible. Nobody's going
to
like it.
You had the Raw at the WrestleMania, which is always like when the best fans show up. I mean, like, the fans are always craziest. The Raw at the WrestleMania, this one's going to have no fans.
I'm thinking this, and this is something that people, I don't know if you guys have thought about this yet. This is a big door swing for AEW, if they do it right.
If they do it right.
AEW right now has a chance to move into that spot and to take over where WWE is at. Because even though I love AEW, I mean, I will admit, you know, the WWE main roster is doing
They still don't have their Hulk Hogan yet. They still don't have a Hulk Hogan yet. Unless they get, like, the Hulk Hogan and...
They don't have a face Hulk Hogan, no. They have a heel, though.
They need a big hero and stuff like that.
It ain't Cole Cabana. So it's not like Cole Cabana.
No.
It ain't Matt
Hardy.
They
need somebody. No. I like Brody Lee.
Brody Lee's a heel.
I know, but we need a good face, and it ain't John Moxley either.
Moxley's there for the moment. Honestly, face-wise, I don't see anybody that has come honestly, I'm thinking of the independent. I don't see anybody. There's no one that catches me as that heavy face, that John Cena face.
There's nobody in WWE right now that can do it. I don't know. Drew McIntyre might be able to pull it off. But right now,
I love Drew, but he's not John Cena, Hulk Hogan.
No,
type.
You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful, and but man, he's got a good. Everybody loves him right now. The fans do love him, but right now there's no fans.
They still can see a Brock Lesnar, and they know he can beat him. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And he better beat him. That's why they need to let him beat him.
Yeah, see, and that's what I'm afraid of with this, too. That's another thing I'm afraid of.
I think Braun Strowman could do it. I think Braun Strowman could do it in a way.
But I
really think Braun Strowman's getting ready to turn heel with all the Twitter action and everything going on.
Braun Strowman can't do that. It would not be believable. It wouldn't be believable. They ruined him.
No.
WWE ruined that dude. There's no way he can come back from all that stuff.
He dominated everybody for that minute.
And then here come Brock Lesnar pulling his card. But
Braun Strowman got hit behind every time he wrestled Brock Lesnar. And Brock Lesnar, you know, that's how Brock Lesnar won. So who hit him last time? Braun Strowman distracted Braun Strowman last time and hit him from behind or whatever and cost him the match. I forget who it was, but that's how it's happened every time. They never had a real one-on-one match.
Because Brock Lesnar pulls that fucking bullshit Vaseline card with Vince McMahon.
Brock,
you want to win again? Oh, go ahead, y'all. Let's do 5 seconds again. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, go ahead, Brock. Oh. Ridiculous.
Man.
Braun Strowman should have whooped his ass a long time ago. And Vince McMahon is like, I'm not sure about Vaseline. What are you talking about? He should win. I still have a year's worth in the closet. What are you doing? Just like now with Roman Reigns. They had to find a back door to get Roman Reigns the title.
Yeah, I'm aggravated at that. It should have been Bray Wyatt as champion against John Cena. And
that
I would rather have I'd rather see John Cena champion again than I would.
Oh God, no.
Bill Goldberg. Than Bill Goldberg.
No. I would rather have Goldberg get the title.
Same here.
No.
He should pass it on to somebody that's younger.
Yeah.
Goldberg was
the title. We know he's dropping the title. I mean, John Cena had that title. I mean, it's like, okay, how long is he gonna? How many people is he gonna beat and keep the title?
I mean, John Cena will be dropping it soon too, like Goldberg is. Goldberg's gonna drop it too. Roman, we know that's gonna happen. I mean, John Cena would drop it at the next pay per view, just like Goldberg is.
That just aggravates the hell out of me because Goldberg.
I mean,
like, actually, if you think about the timeline of when he won a championship in WCW, Goldberg was the bridge from the old to the new. He was. He literally was.
I like.
And
so, you guys, Goldberg fans.
Hold on. He was the bridge. He was the symbol. They should have set up there, and they should have did that now and let that symbol bring on a new person, like from NXT coming up or something like that, to win that title, to show that bridge again. And they didn't do it. They went with, oh, I like Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns, oh, I need the extra soft jerky for this one. Oh. Pissed me off. I wish this was a real fight so Goldberg could smack the shit out of his ass.
Well.
I know. Roman Reigns
would
not
have been
Bray,
it should be Bray White. It should have been Bray White against Goldberg again. Goldberg should never win the title from Bray White in the first place.
No, I didn't
that
like that either. I gotta admit, I didn't like that either. But if you're
like
going to take the title, it should be a rematch. It should be a rematch.
He didn't
try to Bray White,
rematch, but I do get
match.
Why. But I do get why they put the title on Goldberg because I don't think anybody really wanted to see Reigns beat Wyatt at the pay per view at WrestleMania.
But why is he beating anybody for that title? I don't care if it was Spud McKenzie. He should not be beating anybody for that title.
It really shouldn't.
I mean, I'm sorry. Roman Reigns should not be in anybody. He shouldn't be in. He shouldn't be in a U.S. title picture. He shouldn't be in a 24/7 picture. He shouldn't be in a tag team picture. He should not be in any championship picture whatsoever. He should be wrestling, getting his shit straight before he ever thinks about getting a title again. I'm sorry. That dude does not need a title shot. Nowhere, no how, no way. Unless he goes back to NXT, maybe. And then I'm looking at Adam Cole, baby, man, and I'm thinking, nah, you ain't getting that one either. you sure as hell ain't getting Keith Lee's North American Championship. Sure as hell ain't doing that. And see, that's what I think that should have happened. Honestly, I think Keith Lee should have sat up there, and if Goldberg won the title, Goldberg faced Keith Lee. And Keith Lee, as the rookie that nobody suspects wins, would win that title. That will be a WrestleMania moment that you could not ever top. And then, guess who comes from behind and is pissed off and wants a title shot? Brock Lesnar. Because remember in the Royal Rumble.
Why would Brock Lesnar go over to SmackDown when he's WWE?
Okay, let me go ahead and explain that. He will leave because, number one, he is a draw. I think, and if I'm thinking right, Bray Wyatt's title is on Fox, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the world championship. That's the big title. Right. They got the big title over there on SmackDown right now.
Right. Bray Wyatt can carry that over there. Brock Lesnar needs to help Raw. Brock Lesnar. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm getting it mixed up here. Because Goldberg has the SmackDown title.
No, yeah, basically. He's world champion.
Okay, so that would even fit even better what I'm thinking of. Because if Goldberg gets that title, Keith Lee comes out of nowhere and gets the SmackDown title. Whoa, what a pop he's going to get. Then you bring over the person that supposedly is bringing the most views anyway to Fox, which is Brock Lesnar. And you boost those ratings out the fucking window. And you put Roman Reigns' punk ass back over to Raw somewhere up under the underwear drawer.
So you're going to have champion versus champion?
Yeah.
Well,
why not?
Well, because they don't want to do that no more.
You have the young.
They want to keep SmackDown on SmackDown. They want to keep Raw on Raw.
But you don't have to have a winner for it to get over. That's the point. You don't need a winner for it to get over.
Well, it could be a Survivor. It could be a Survivor Series match. That could be a Survivor Series match. You know, champion. That's where when they do that stuff is champion versus champion.
They don't need to just do it in Survivor Series. And that's what makes me think. Or you can only do it one time a year. Come on, man. You got dominant people like that. You should be able to do it whatever the hell you want to a draw. And I'm sorry, Keith Lee versus Brock Lesnar would draw.
Absolutely. It definitely would.
I think Keith Lee is going to have to be on major TV more than just NXT, though.
No,
because
you don't
NXT,
need to be. You see the charisma?
Yeah,
that dude don't even have to say nothing. He don't even have to say nothing, and he's getting over.
But a lot of people don't know who he is yet.
Oh, they found it out quick.
That's not good enough. They need to build him up.
No, he's built up already.
No,
he's
not
built
enough.
Hold on. He's built up enough to do the surprise win. That's what they need. He has built up
They might as well just put you in the ring with Brock Lesnar then, because that's how much of a draw though. I mean, Keith Lee don't have the draw
like WWE stars do though. If Brock Lesnar fought me in Chicago or Indianapolis, it would draw like hell. I'd even say Minnesota.
Well,
Ohio,
maybe.
It would draw like hell.
They want to see Brock Lesnar kick your butt, yeah.
Here? Chicago, I'm hometown favorite. They're going to love the hell out of me. Ohio, I'm the favorite there. And I was a heel when I was a favorite there.
They forgot who you were.
Oh. I'm sorry. Put it like this. Keith Lee, right now.
Not enough draw. Keith Lee don't have a big enough draw to find him yet.
Keith Lee can do it. Tony, me and him going backwards and forwards. Tony, what do you think?
I think Keith Lee could do it.
I think it'd be a good match. I think it'd be a great match, but to have the draw, Keith Lee needs to be on Raw for a few weeks before it should happen. It can't just happen. He needs to be on TV for a few weeks before it happens, or there won't be enough draw for it. They'd be like, who? Because now all the fans, you got like a million fans that don't watch NXT still. and they don't know who Keith Lee is. And they'll be like, who in the world is this guy, and why is he facing Brock Lesnar? No matter how big and bad he looks, they'll be like, who? So, he needs to be on TV for a few weeks. Just because he was in the Royal Rumble for 5 seconds, don't make.
Oh, no. I disagree. I honestly think.
He got thrown out fast.
Well,
that's what
who's looking?
I mean, if they were going in that direction, I think Royal Rumble would have went different. I think that would have been like his like shock moment. But they probably
he should never went in there.
He would have been the one to eliminate the Brock Lesnar instead of Drew McIntyre.
Well, this is the way it should have been. Him, Braun Strowman should have never been in there with Brock Lesnar in the first place.
Definitely not.
Drew McIntyre should have done it. Then it would have took, you know, 4 or 5 guys, you know, throwing both Braun Strowman over and Keith Lee over, you know, like the old days, like they do to Andre the Giant, to keep Andre the Giant over. You know what I mean? That's how they used to keep Andre the Giant over. Or the Big Show, you know, to keep him over, like the Big Show.
It would take four or five guys.
Lee.
It was Keith Lee and another dude that Brock Lesnar himself threw over.
Braun Strowman.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How freaking stupid was that? I'm telling
That's
you.
That's what
right,
I'm saying.
They're
no,
right
I mean.
That makes me even madder thinking about that.
I think Bob Rogers wrote that.
No. I would have never wrote nothing in there, fucking dog.
They should have never been in there with Brock Lesnar in the first place. They should have never been in there with Brock Lesnar. Okay, I understand Brock Lesnar throwing over 15 guys, but those two guys should never have been the 15 guys that got thrown over.
No, you're right about that.
Yeah.
They should have been the second. They should have been in the second half. Then got thrown over by a bunch of people.
Well, I honestly think they should. One of them should have got rid of Brock Lesnar.
The right thing happened with Drew McIntyre.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I'm not mad because McIntyre did it. I'm thinking if you got them in there that early, they should have did it.
Well, yeah, one of them should have, but
you got Vince McMahon in the back.
I wouldn't mind seeing Drew McIntyre throwing over Braun Strowman. It's possible. I mean, that's the thing, you know. You just catch him off guard, you can get somebody over. Like Braun Strowman's big and everything, so tall.
Okay,
so
we get that part.
He's easier to get over. There was top, like that's like you're easier to get over the top of Rain before Brandon is because he's so short. Brandon's barely taller than the top rope. So who's gonna be easier to get over? You are. So Braun Strowman going over is kind of, you know, easy to do now. Lee now, he's a tough one to get over because he's not tall, but man, he's big around and stuff like that.
He's agile as hell, though. That man is agile.
He ain't easy to get over that top rope. So that's the one that's going to take 4 or 5 people. He should have been 4 or 5 people getting over. Granted, Brock Lesnar is strong as heck. I mean, they talk about how strong he really is in real life. Like, he just jerks you up, and that's how Big Show was talking about how each one is strong, and he rather be picked up by John Cena because John Cena, you know, really is probably one of the strongest there. John Cena would pick him up with ease, and that when Brock Lesnar picked him up, he just jerks him up and throws him fast. That kind of strength. Brock Lesnar's a but. it's realistic that Brock Lesnar could pick up Lee and throw him over there, the rope, but.
I don't know. I'm kind of disappointed right now because, you know, we would usually have 2 hours of nothing but to talk about. An hour and a half of it would be WWE WrestleMania, and, you know, everything shut down. It just, you can't get together, you can't have any shows, you can't, you know, you can't do any of that. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, this,
you know.
Yeah, this time it's real crazy right now.
I mean,
I have a bad
this
movie.
Corona. You know what's funny though? I saw it on Facebook and it was funny as I don't know what. Who has played the video game Resident Evil all year?
You.
I haven't played Resident Evil forever though, but
okay. It is something to where the coronavirus was made or invented or something like that. To where there's a sign that literally says in Chinese, Raccoon City.
Yeah.
Gary.
Yeah.
That I mean, it's just scary as I don't know what.
That is okay. Yeah.
You can't even be 6 feet from a person now.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you stay 20 feet away from me.
Oh, shut up. I don't know. I'm just hoping this really does not break up the wrestling community.
Right now in Illinois, they got everybody on lockdown in Illinois until April 7th. Just leave the house for emergencies, or if you have to work.
Wait a minute, April 7th?
I think it's.
Yeah, the governor said it's going to go to April 7th.
I was planning on going to see my dad. I'm glad that you told me that.
Yeah. Right now, the governor got a lockdown on the city though, so you could get around, and just only for emergencies. Like if you absolutely have to leave the house.
So I would have been going up there blind. They'd have been like, what are you doing here? I'm going to see my dad. What are you talking about? I can imagine that one.
Yesterday.
Go ahead and go.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm just, wow. You know, it does make you thankful. It makes you appreciate the freedom that you do have. I bet you my dad's going nuts up there.
He went nuts the first day he had you.
Oh, shut up. I'm trying to figure out, though. Can you explain how this lockdown thing is, Tony? How is it? Because some people are telling me it's like, oh, it's like martial law. You can't do anything. And some people say, well, it's not that you could.
It's not that you can't do anything.
Unless it's absolutely necessary, you stay in.
But the way it goes is, like, all the stores are open, so any essential jobs, like stores, hospitals, gas stations, all those stores are still open. You can still, like, go out. If you need to go to the store, you can still go. If you got to go to work, you can go to work. You can still do everything normal. It's just they don't want you just out, just hanging around, though. You gotta
go to the store,
get what you need, and go home. You gotta work,
and that's the way
work,
it is.
Go home.
That's the way it is here.
No, they haven't mentioned anything here yet.
Well, it basically is. Everything's closed.
Well,
yeah,
the restaurants are closed, the bars are closed, the casinos are closed, the bowling alleys are closed. Like,
Whoa.
But,
yeah, all that says closed here.
Yeah, the only thing that opens basically.
Well,
like,
I know the restaurants are closed
spaces,
here, but I didn't know the
stores.
Casinos and stuff was.
Oh, yeah, they said the casinos yeah. down Sunday last week.
Wow. That's a moneymaker for. Oh, God.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, oh, because my stepma used to go to the horseshoe all the time. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, they going nuts right now. God.
Even Mike Lee's mom's house closed.
Who?
I said Mike Lee's mom's house even's closed. I don't know if
why
you remember that or not.
Why do we got to mention that, dude?
Because it was funny. That was funny.
No,
if you remember,
if you remember
the VIP thing, that was funny.
I remember it, but I don't even want to distinguish that name on this radio show. Period. And I'll explain that off the air. Yeah.
Well, you don't have to explain it to me. Explain it to him.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, cool.
But I honestly am afraid to go to a nationwide thing, and they're gonna.
It is a nationwide thing like this everywhere. All the casinos in the United States are closed.
State by state with their own rules. Nationwide is gonna be completely different, and they're already moving.
California. California is really shut down.
Oh, yeah, but look how many cases. I think California shut down before we did.
Yeah.
Well, look how many cases they got. They should.
New York's got more cases than anybody.
Yeah. But they got more people than anybody.
What I read today, they got more cases than in the rest of the United States put together or whatever.
I don't know about all that. But
let's talk about FTW. Heck with the coronavirus thing.
What do you want to know about FTW?
What's going to happen? When it's going to happen?
Oh.
Let's tell everybody.
Well, FTW will be doing a live show on July the 12th of this year, which is a Sunday.
And guess what? Guess what? He's gonna tell everybody. It's my birthday. Okay.
I
got it out. It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
I wasn't even
gonna you have
it.
Every other time. What do you want? Cake?
I didn't do it the last time I was on the air.
We'll get you a cake, but we can't put candles in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it'd be a fire hazard. But anyway, FTW is doing a live show on July 12th of this year. It's going to be something that's going to be very beneficial because, of course, it's not going to make us rich. This is going to go – we're doing a little different philosophy with our shows. When we do shows, we're going to be doing something that's going to help our community. The Boys and Girls Club here on Troy Street has done a lot for the community out here. They take in a lot of kids. They do a lot of things for them. They give them a constructive place to go, a safe place to go while parents are at work or what have you. And they do teach them a lot of things along with having fun and games and things like that. So everything that comes through the door, it's a donation show. 100% of what comes through that door is going to the Boys and Girls Club. So,
now, is there a set donation?
No. I
so
didn't do that.
If all they can afford is a dollar they can get in, which we hope is more than that.
Yeah. If all they can afford is a dollar they can get in. But go ahead. What if they what? If they want to donate $100 and it's only one person, yeah, they could do that too.
And And people can donate for other people too. Like, if there's a company out there that want to donate to get kids in or families in, they can do that too.
Contact me directly. Yeah, they would contact me directly for that. Which you can contact me on that one at themastermind43@gmail.com. You can contact me. Every $5 that a company donates gets a kid in for free. So the money's not going something to where it's going to somebody's pocket and making them rich. You know, it's all about the, you know, this is about helping the community, getting stuff out there, and having something fun for these kids to go to. Now, a lot of people don't understand this concept, and a lot of people think I'm crazy, which partially I am, but, you know, I think it's something that needs to be done.
Yeah, because somebody else will do this.
No, nobody else will do it. Oh, they'll copy it now, probably.
Oh, yeah. They might even try to do it before you do it. But you know what? It's already set in stone that you're doing it.
All right. And my thing is this. This isn't about us. It's about the wrestling community and showing the wrestling community cares about our regular community. And we help out. We're not a bunch of derelicts. Without a bunch of people out there, there's just idiots out there. Even though some of us act like that, we're not. You know, we really care about our community. And this show, along with other surprise announcements I have at the show, see, there's always a phase two with the Mastermind. There will be more announcements at the shows about plans, future shows, and future things that we're doing with the community. Also, we might have a couple of important people at that show. So, we are really going to be doing this show up. We're going to have some fun. We're not going to be taking the people that everybody says is the most popular. We're going to take the people that care the most. Well, for the most part, that is. But we're gonna take most of the people that care the most, and we're gonna have a good time. We were supposed to have it in March, but somebody wanted to sit up here and play games. We won't have to name their names because now with this, they're finding out that they don't stop nothing. It's been a long road. I do want to thank all of you guys, all of you that stood by us, but now it's time to move forward. July 12th is the day we start moving forward. I hope to see all of you guys there, all of you, every single one of you, because there will be an announcement there that's going to have something to do with the next show.
I won't cut out for a
this
second.
This is in Indianapolis, right?
Yeah, this is the one in Indianapolis, yeah. This one I'll probably do too in Indianapolis, you know. I know you got a travel for Chicago, but if y'all guys can get together, come down. Hey, come on down.
I'm gonna try to get a few guys to go. Because when we used to go to the Ring of Honor shows, it used to be me, William Fox, Gary from the group, and Marcus Buckley. So I'm going to see if those guys want to do a road trip.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. We ain't WWE or Ring of Honor. We got, you know, a lot of guys that like to, you know, that's honing in their craft, that have some skill, you know. A lot of these guys have some skill, you know, and they haven't been shown yet. You know, I mean, it's going to be a very entertaining show. I'm just hoping a whole bunch of people come out, see what's going on, see what good we do. Here's the announcements just coming up. Well, we'll go ahead and switch the independent scene out here in Indianapolis to another level. And then once we do that, we just take off and just keep going. Yeah. I love doing things for other people. I think it's cool, you know. And I'm known for doing it already, you know. So, you know, it's just time to take it to another level and see how far we can go with it. I just hope to see everybody there. Well, you know what? It's 8:15. Well, 7:15 in your land, Tony. The coronavirus hasn't touched us yet. We're going to go ahead. No, it's here. It's here in Marion County. We just, you know, we just have all locked down. But I'm going to say let's call it an early, early night. We'll probably be on next week.
And I'll talk about free, more. My Saturdays are freed up now.
Uh-oh, what happened?
No, we're basically on light duty. It closed up like 70% of our stores. And my store is one of them. So basically, we're just helping out if the stores is open. So we're not working like a full week. It's usually like about 1 or 2 days a week that we're actually in the store.
Oh, wow.
But fortunately, because there's a lot of people that are not working right now and not getting paid, we're very fortunate. All of us are still getting our full pay.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I got to say, they haven't closed the Menards here at all. It's still going. The problem is I'm still hurt.
Well, I'll tell you why I think so. Because they got grocery stuff now. And I think that's probably why. I'm kind of surprised Sam's Club is still going.
I think it's because they build houses. And if something goes wrong with somebody's house.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
They can go in there and do something.
Because, like, everybody's in a house. So, like, if something goes wrong in the house and they're, like, and they don't know how things going to be, so they still want you to be able to, like, get there and be able to do anything
open
around the house if necessary.
Car lights are still open, too. That's what's weird.
Oh, the hell, how would that
closed
work? You know, somebody with the coronavirus, their house screws up some kind of way.
Well, but they're not holding a lot of people either, like a restaurant is.
No, but I'm saying
Menards
can.
Menards can hold.
No,
I guarantee Menards.
I'm not talking about Menards specifically. I'm talking about if a contractor has to go into a house where the people got coronavirus.
Screw that.
Yeah.
I'm not even wearing a mask. I'm not even wearing a hazmat. I'm not even wearing a hazmat suit. Sorry.
Well, I mean, think about it. That could happen. Might have already happened.
Yeah, that's probably happened. It's probably already happened.
Hey, we don't all know.
And not necessarily you go into their house, you don't get it anyway. I mean, if you take care of yourself right going into somebody's house that has it, it's not a guarantee you're gonna get it. I mean, you could if you take care
I'm
of yourself
sorry.
And
you
all that.
You got mugs from China sitting up there that live close as hell. And it's
but
like
I'm not going to the house just in case. I'm not going to the house anyway if they have it. I don't care.
They
wouldn't
go to each other's house either. I'm not taking a chance.
Well, you're talking about
let
the,
me see your YouTube
China's,
video.
China is one of the dirtiest countries in the world, too. They really are.
I don't know. I ain't never been there, so I can't say.
I mean, it's one of the most smog-populated. See, that's the thing with smog. Smog with that virus going. I mean, that puts that virus everywhere. And my cousins that live in California right now, okay, they were doing the thing. They did a video yesterday of them driving down the 101. And they could do like 80 mile an hour or 100 mile an hour if they wanted to under the 101. That's by Ventura Boulevard in Hollywood. When could you do that before? How long has it been since you've done that? Before the invention of automobiles?
See, before the automobile was invented, I wasn't allowed to be in the front. So I wouldn't even know.
Well, I still don't. I mean, only reason I wouldn't have you in the front now is because you're ugly. It's nothing to do with anything else. It's just because you're ugly. I don't want people to be scared of anybody that ugly.
Mm-hmm. If I am ugly.
I mean, we get more people at the show if you weren't so ugly.
Keep digging yourself a hole, brother.
That's why we're giving tickets away.
Wow.
He was on a roll.
Oh, man. I can't wait till he starts managing and I get him on the mic.
Number one hill right here.
Mhm. I just keep it for the show. Keep it for my eyes. All right, guys, we're gonna get out of here. I do want to thank everybody for listening in. Tully Motown Allen, thank you for coming on. Clayton Carr,
thank you for
having me. You.
Nah, not today. All right,
guys.
Maybe.
I'll talk to y'all next week.
Probably never.
All right, and this is the Mastermind by Roger signing off. And we will definitely see you guys in the future.
Future.
All right.